The latest edition of ABC's reality television show The Bachelorette is underway, and this season, former winner Emily Maynard, who did not end up living happily ever after with Brad the Bachelor, is back to try to find a husband again. And we don't know who she'll choose, but what we do know is he won't be black. The sole African-American contestant has already been voted out this season, and no black person, in fact, has ever been the featured bachelor or bachelorette since the franchise began in 2002. Now, two African-American men, Nathaniel Claybrooks and Christopher Johnson, are challenging that. In court, they filed a lawsuit alleging that the show, quote, knowingly, intentionally, as a matter of corporate policy, refused to cast people of color in the role of the bachelor and bachelorette, unquote. We wanted to hear more about this complaint, so we've called Cyrus Merry. He is a civil rights attorney. He's representing Mr. Claybrooks and Mr. Johnson, and he's with us now. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back.
And before we get started, I do want to mention that we reached out to Warner Horizon Television. That's the production company behind the shows. We wanted to ask them if they wanted to participate in this conversation. They responded that, quote, this complaint is baseless and without merit. The producers have been consistently and publicly vocal about seeking diverse candidates for both programs, unquote. So with that being said, Cyrus Merry, could you tell us a little bit more about what's the legal basis of this complaint?
Sure. Our two clients had gone to a casting call in Nashville last year, and now they're bringing a case because they were not put on equal footing to other candidates because of race.
How do you know this?
Well, look at the track record of this show. It's been on for 10 years. They're entering their second decade. They've had 23 seasons. And even though they claim they're looking for people of color, they're claimed looking for Latinos, Asian Americans, African Americans, throughout this decade plus, they have not selected a single person of color. And so we believe that people of color were not given the same opportunity, were not given the same consideration as other candidates.
Do you have some internal documents? Is there any studio executive who's ever been quoted saying this? Or you just think that the track record speaks for itself, particularly when you compare with other programs like The Amazing Race or Survivor, where people of color have won?
Well, the track record speaks for itself. How do you explain zero? How do you explain zero for 23 when they claim they're looking for people of color? We also have statements from the executive producer, Michael Fleiss, that seems contemptuous of people of color, people of diverse background.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Well, the way he talks about it is, oh, we don't want to have a couple of black chicks just to put them on the air for tokenism. That kind of attitude really, I think, is a window into who he is, what the program is about. If they were genuine for trying to find people of color entering their second decade, they would have found a person.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're talking about a lawsuit that accuses the reality romance show The Bachelor and The Bachelorette of racial discrimination in casting. We're speaking with Cyrus Merry. He is a civil rights attorney. He's representing two would-be African-American bachelors. Now, why do they want to be on this program? Why do they think this is important?
Well, they actually have been following the show. One of them, Mr. Johnson, has been following the show from the beginning. For them, it's an opportunity to meet people, and they are viable candidates. They're very compelling personalities. They're very eloquent and accomplished, and they should be given the same chance as others. But they were knocked out immediately as soon as they showed up at the casting call.
Now, you can understand why some people might listen to this, and their response might be, you know, really? I mean, really?
Well, let me
is this important?
This
and there
is
are
very
reasons
important.
Why I think that this is worth asking you this, Cyrus Merry, for people who are not aware of your track record. You've actually been involved with some of the most important employment discrimination cases that have been brought in recent years, cases involving major corporations like Texaco, for example, in which you have been successful. So I just think for people who aren't aware of that, it is important to know that you do have a track record in bringing successful employment discrimination cases that have been found to have had merit or have been settled out of court. So tell me again, why this matters.
Well, we're very proud of that track record, and we're very proud to bring this case, because what this case is about is the debilitating impact that a message of exclusion has on our society. I mean, when you exclude people based on color, and you're sending a message that white is more beautiful than other people of color, that people of color are not as successful, not as beautiful, not as compelling, that sense it has a debilitating impact on our society. It's not that different than the landmark work of Dr. Kenneth Clark behind Brown versus Board of Education, because that work showed that had a baby doll study that showed that people were looking at the white dolls more favorably than the black dolls. And this kind of messaging has a debilitating effect on young people. A show like this, which callously presents the same kind of imagery of Superiority of white candidates has a terrible effect on our society. So we plan to help turn that around.
I want to just play a short clip from one of your clients. This is Nathaniel Claybrooks talking about why he wanted to be on the show. Let's just play it.
I want to really get to know a woman on a one-on-one basis and not just internet date and, you know, do things like it, like the new generation is doing. I want to really just try to learn them and talk to them on a one-on-one basis.
If that's the case, though, couldn't he do that on his own?
Yeah.
I mean, unlike the Brown versus Board of Ed, the premise behind Brown is that education is critical in a society like this, and access to an equal education was actually being denied to African-American children on the basis of race. And there really was no other avenue to achieve a public education, that you shouldn't have to go and pay and go to a private school to have an adequate education. Can you really make the same argument to Mr. Claybrooks that that's really the only way to meet somebody?
No, I think there's this situation in that respect is different than Brown versus Board of Education in terms of the, you know, whether or not you get something as vital as an education. But what we're talking about here is a chance to compete on equal footing. This case is being brought under historic statute. It's called Section 1981, which is about the formation of contract. And he has to be able to compete on equal footing as others. But the import of this case is less about whether Mr. Claybrooks or Mr. Johnson's get selected. It's about what kind of imagery are we putting on the air in one of the most popular programs in this country when you're sending a message of exclusion.
What about the argument that ABC and the producers of The Bachelor are not in the business of social change, and they're not really providing a social good per se, that this is not important enough, really, to justify or to have to meet the same standard of a public education or something, or a job, for that matter?
Well, I think the networks make certain representations to the FCC in terms of they're trying to be in favor of the public good. But you also have, you know, their responsibility to society at large that, you know, think about what their impact is of their decisions. And right now they're taking an approach where they've had a decade, 23 seasons. They say they're looking for people of color and they can't find them. That doesn't hold up. I don't believe your viewers believe that if they really genuinely tried for a decade to find a person of color to serve as a bachelor or bachelorette, that they couldn't find somebody. And I think that defense is just not holding up.
The final question I have for you, and you may consider this sort of beyond the scope of your representation, but I just have to ask, because when this issue has come up before and we've talked about it on the program glancingly, inevitably we get people who saying these shows are garbage. So why do you want your clients to be on them? Is this a fight really worth fighting?
Well, this is one of the most popular reality TV shows in U.S. history. It's part of our social fabric as a country. So there is a lot at stake in terms of America's hearts and minds. And so, yes, this is a very important case.
What's the next step here?
Well, we're waiting to hear their answer to our complaint. We filed it last month. Their answer is due in a week or so. And then Judge Trauger, our judge in down in Middle District of Tennessee, is ready to meet with us at some point in the near future.
Cyrus Merry is a civil rights attorney. He's a partner in the firm Merry and Scallet. And he was kind enough to join us here in our studios in Washington, D.C. Keep us posted.
It's my pleasure.